Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across to Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zomeritz, our producer and engineer. It is Monday, June 24th, a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Now, 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in back to the work week. And glad to have you along for another week here on the Civic Media Radio Network, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. And welcome back to After the Weekend. I know Kenny Chesney was down in Milwaukee this weekend, and we're going to talk about the historical mark in his career the previous week in Chicago, and it should be a good time had by all. And then we're also going to talk a little bit, Mr. Zomers, about this. We briefly touched on this last week, but I thought it deserved some more attention. The Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. In fact, there are winners.
There are, and we get to give you their names today.
Yes, absolutely. So we had several people, and we kind of listed these throughout the contest and a little bit last week, of the people who won things such as the Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, which included, now we can tell you that the contest is over, it included things like water park tickets and amusement park tickets, all kinds of tickets for you to enjoy these attractions, which otherwise, you know, if you have a large family, it kind of adds up, but it was a chance for you to take you and someone that you care about and have a great day in the Dells on us. And we gave away those prize packs once per hour, and then once per day, we gave away, of course, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, and we told you some of the names that folks won on those. Always those great seats given away by our very own Luke Mathers from his beautiful leather-bound satchel, which he hand oils with apparently synthetic mink oil.
Because yeah, it's not really a sustainable way to get real mink oil.
To get real mink oil, we learned, of course, that you have to kill a mink. Which I don't know why I find that funny, but I just like the phrase killing a mink. And anyway, it sounds like it's a euphemism something. I don't know why. That's just the way my mind works, unfortunately. But the big news is that the grand prize winners get to be announced. We touched on a little bit last week. But again, I think it's important for people to know that people actually win these things. So congratulations to Tori in Kewaunee and Tammy in Baraboo, where, of course, there you go. Of course, where we were last Wednesday with our friend and colleague Earl Ingram Jr. of the Earl Ingram Show, which can be heard every morning from 8 until 10 right here on Civic Media. Earl and I went up there for the inaugural Juneteenth celebration in Baraboo. It was fantastic. The music was fantastic, by the way, last week. And so we have a winner from Baraboo, Tammy. So I love the alliteration, by the way, Tori and Tammy. Tori in Kewaunee, Tammy in Baraboo. So just as a reminder, Tori and Tammy are going to get a choice of one of the following unique summer staycations. They get to choose from a trip to Fort Atkinson, a cottage on the lake. And this is the big one because it includes the pontoon boat. And we know that our friend and colleague Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 10, which, by the way, I got to guest host this morning. I've been up early, and which is fine. It was fantastic. And so Pat Kreitlow has said that he will be willing to pilot the pontoon boat if Tori and Tammy choose that, because, of course, he has his own pontoon up on beautiful Lake Wissota. He is a seasoned pontoon boat captain. So that's fantastic. And then you have the Lake Geneva stay at the Harbor Shores, the beautiful Harbor Shores. I mean, Lake Geneva, I mean, it's just, you've never been there. Fantastic place. As is Door County. And I've been saying throughout the contest, the east of the east, because if you've ever spent any time on the East Coast, particularly New England, Door County has a similar feel, with kind of the rocky shorelines and the breeze blowing off Lake Michigan. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the state of Wisconsin, Door County. And the Ridges Inn and Suites is the beautiful resort you can stay at, the Ridges Inn and Suites in Door County. So, Tori and Tammy, Tori from Kewaunee, Tammy from Baraboo, congratulations. They will choose from one of those prize packages.
You know, I do have a question about that. I wonder if they are allowed to choose the same one or if they have to duke it out.
No, I think they can choose whatever they want.
I'm pretty sure as well, but yes. It's just an interesting image to think. No, I want Pat.
We don't want any fights. We don't want to be responsible for violence. You understand? But they'll also get a gas card, $100 a piece to get them there and back, assuming they're not driving. You know, I don't know, an RV or something is 10 miles.
Well, if so, then they're going to have to chip in on their own.
But they get $100 for gas doing there. So again, congratulations to Tori and Kewaunee, Tammy and Baraboo. And a big thanks to Aaron Carreno, our operations director here at Civic Media, for putting this entire contest together. It was fantastic. So congratulations to them. They are the big winners of the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. And I'm being told now, by higher ups on the upper floors here at Civic Media, there will be another one of these text to win contests coming down the line soon. So stay tuned. More prizes, more fun. It'll be fantastic. More of these things are coming up along the way. And of course, if you had not heard, Jane Matinere, our colleague on the air with Matinere on Air every morning from 10 until noon, she threw down the gauntlet. She got spicy and she challenged me and said, well, which one of us is going to get the most texters? And it was a fantastic, friendly competition. And at the end of the day, I came from behind on the final day of the contest from Amory, the place that Jane is in love with and has dedicated her broadcasting career to. I'm not sure if that's true, but we'll just say it is. It was Amory who did her in because Amory helped me come from behind and beat her by 31 votes is all. And if you add in the bonus texts where you register to vote, Jane actually beat me by 3 votes. So it was close, but Jane was a person of her word, and she bought me a steak dinner, and it was fantastic up there at Balsam Lake Lodge. So a good time was had by all, and most especially you, the listening audience. Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to talk about Kenny Chesney in a minute, but just so you were being completely transparent here, because, of course, we say pursuing the truth wherever it may lead, we want to be truthful with you. We're recording what you're listening to right now. We've recorded this opening half hour of the show a couple of days ago, because what happened was I said yes to guest hosting Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow this morning from 6 until 8, and I'm sure it was fantastic. And then I had to run immediately to the west side of Madison and get a crown on my tooth. And I didn't really realize what I scheduled. Well, what happened was I scheduled it a different day. And then Dr. Bradley, who, if you're in Madison and you need dental work done, Dr. Bradley at First Choice Dental, a nicer, more competent, talented dentist you will not find. In fact, he was voted best cosmetic dentist in Madison several times over by the Best of Madison.
Good to know.
So Dr. Bradley at First Choice Dental there on Junction Road, and he does a great job. You go in there, he gives you everything. He gives you the gas. He gives you the gel on your gums. And what's nice about it is they put you in a robe and slippers, and they kind of rub the gel in your gums. There's spa music, and maybe not quite that much, but they help you relax. And then by the time they put the little needle in your gum, you can barely feel it. It's not like the old days where they stick in this big thing and you go, no, nothing like that at all. And so he Novocained me up because I like it all. I love going to the dentist because you take a trip without ever leaving the chair. And so I got the temporary crown put on and I had this all scheduled. Well, then Bradley had to go play golf and he did. They asked me if I would accommodate. They had a patient that was more urgent, I don't know, needed than me. I said, sure, that's fine. I'm happy to do it. And so I rescheduled for today, forgetting I had said yes to Pat, and we also had our own show. So the purpose in pre-recording the first half hour is to give Todd a little bit of time for the Novocaine to wear off. Now, we thought about doing the show the first half hour live, which would have been, it would have been like the old Bill Cosby bit, going to the dentist with the water drooling out my mouth. And it would have been high comedy, but I'm not sure it would have been sustainable for the entire show.
Right, right, exactly. We wanted to give you a chance to, you might still be a little loopy, but
by the time we come back after the 12:30 break, which I'll be live and you'll get to hear exactly how this is going, I may be unintelligible anyway. It should be a lot of fun. So, but anyway, that's the purpose of pre-recording today's show. So if there was big news this morning and you're asking, well, why did Todd not lead with that? That's the reason, because we pre-recorded the first half hour. We'll come back and tell you at the bottom of the hour how the old trip to the dentist went this morning and bring you up to speed with today's headlines as well. That's what's going on. Do you enjoy your trips to the dentist, Mr. Zommers, or are you one of these people? I mean, there are people that have a legit like phobia and fear of the dentist.
No, I don't. I still haven't been in a while, though. I need to schedule a checkup, a cleaning. It's been a minute.
Don't put it off. Don't put
You're
it
right.
off. It's,
Especially because my family has a history of dental issues. Just like issues with everything else.
All right. Well, I'm not laughing at that.
My family has bad luck on
genes.
You
have bad luck. I'm not sure bad genes, but it seems like a little bit of bad luck.
So far, though, I haven't gotten any cavities. My dental health has been perfectly fine.
You're 25 and you've never had a cavity?
Correct.
Wow. That is, well, I mean, that speaks, I think, you know, to put the old fluoride in the water and, you know, maybe you have good dental, because I mean, obviously, as we like to say, a lot older than Aaron at 54, but we didn't have fluoride in the water and all that when I was growing up. And I mean, I brush my teeth, you know, my parents have me brush my teeth every day and everything. I had a handful of cavities when I was a kid.
Yeah, I imagine that it did make a big difference as well as, you know, brushing my teeth at least twice a day and everything. And right. I actually, the dentist has yelled at me before for brushing too hard.
Really?
Because my gums would be like slightly deteriorated, and they're like, "All right, Aaron, calm down, dude."
You using a toilet brush, or what are you using in there?
A toothbrush, just a
jackhammer.
Normal toothbrush.
Well, it sounds like you don't need my advice, or you know, I mean, you're taking if you haven't had any cavities yet. But I think it's a good reminder for all of us to not put off, you know, because don't put off taking care of your mouth and your teeth. This is completely serious. Your dental health directly affects the rest of your body.
Legitimately, it does.
It does. And so, like, a lot of people that develop heart problems or other problems, it's because of not taking care of their teeth. That is a fact, a hitherto unknown fact, as Ken Lewis would like to say. Come back, talk a little Kenny Chesney, and find out whether the Novocaine has worn off. It's the All Ball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Small town, big town, all got a hometown, two lanes, six lane, all got a memory lane, new friends, old friends, couple or a bunch of them, beer can, jack man, love getting drunk with them. Got some angels, got her demons, got some don't, got her reasons. We all want to know what we're made for, is this the right road, is that the right door, who we're meant to be, or meant to be.
Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Of course, that is one of our favorites, Kenny Chesney, who was in Milwaukee over the weekend on Saturday at AmFam Field. A great concert. Find out in 10 minutes whether I went or not. As we record this, and we're recording it because I had to go to the dentist this morning. But I'm back live here after the bottom of the hour break. I will tell you whether or not I actually went to the Kenny Chesney concert this weekend in Milwaukee.
I hope you did.
I hope I did too. but here's some really cool news about Kenny Chesney. He has a lot to look forward to as he continues touring this summer, as he did in Milwaukee over the weekend. But it'll be a tough to top his recent performance a week ago in Chicago. A note from the You and Tequila Singers team revealed that so far, he has smashed his previous sales and attendance records at almost every stadium this summer. However, last weekend's show at Soldier Field broke his highest attendance record with nearly 2,000 more people filling the stands and making it his most attended concert to date.
Wow. Congratulations, Kenny Chesney.
How about that? I mean, still getting it done. I mean, not that he's ancient or anything, roughly my age, but you know, he's been touring for you know, probably 20 years on you know, started out and from Tennessee, just to kind of bars and playing covers and whatnot. And of course, he's gone on to have a magnificent career. And then this surprised me a little bit because he ends every tour for the last, I don't know, 10 years at least, out in New England, home of the New England Patriots. And that's kind of become his tradition to end. And usually he does at least two, if not three shows there to end because so many people want to go. And I would have thought that that would have been his most attended concert. But no, it was a couple weeks ago in Chicago at Soldier Field. So while reflecting on all the wins in a statement, Kenny Chesney said that it was the most amazing summer so far, unquote. He says, "No Shoes Nation," which, by the way, that's what those of us who are Kenny Chesney fans, we call ourselves No Shoes Nation because of his big hit, you know, "No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem." And he has a station on Sirius XM, which when I'm not listening to Civic Media, I'm listening to No Shoes Nation most of the time. And it's a great channel on Sirius XM because it's not just all Kenny Chesney. It's the music that he listens to while he tours. He is famous for spending a lot of time in the U.S. and British Virgin Islands in the Caribbean. And it's just some of it's rock, some of it's our country, some of it's pop. It's just music that he likes. And I happen to like the music that he likes, I guess. But yeah, so he said, Kenny Chesney said, quote, "No Shoes Nation has always been this passionate, insane country without borders where people who come together raise our pirate flag and enjoy the life in the ways that inspire me." He added, "I did not know that you could have some of the responses we've had on this tour. And just when you think it can't get any louder or more heartfelt, Chicago happens." The 56-year-old country crooner also gushed about the history-making moments online, sharing in a few photos from the June 15th concert alongside of a special message of gratitude. Chesney said, quote, "Chicago, last night you gave us everything we could have asked for and more. Being on stage and feeling your wave of love in this moment was so magical. Thank you for that, and know we love you. Last night was a special for a lot of reasons, but Poncho made his stage debut last night." Poncho is his dog.
I assumed, yeah.
So that was fantastic. So Kenny Chesney setting some records. I want to play one song that we play a lot of, you know, Get Along, because I think it reflects what we want to do, and it's similar to what No Shoes Nation does, which is bring people together, right? And there's a song that a great writer and singer in his own right, Mac McAnally, which those of you who know music will recognize the name. But Mac McAnally has teamed up with Kenny Chesney in helping write a number of his big hits. And one of the songs from a recent album is called Guys Named Captain. And Mac McAnally's dad was a boat captain. And so he started to write this song about guys that he knew, guys that Kenny Chesney knew that were captains and lived this awesome life of being on the water, being on the sea. And it's really, really well written. And it's just a beautiful song. We're going to play a little clip of this. This is Kenny Chesney, a song by Mac McAnally, Guys Named Captain.
Guys named Captain are always characters living by the water somewhere in the Americas, South or Central or some virgin island, barefoot and sun-kissed, always smiling. Guys named Captain aren't haters, they're lovers, living life large, or largely undercover. Dive bars and cocktails, waitresses and tall tales, chasing the sun, run aground a full sail. Like Captain Outrageous and Captain Tony, a painter and a sailor. Oak he was cronies, floating on the breeze, the salt of the sea. Henry, tattooed and laughing, guy's name Captain.
Song from Kenny Chesney off of his Here and Now album, the album that we came in with the song, I forgot to talk about that, Born, as his latest album that he has out, Kenny Chesney, called Born, and we played the cut coming in, the title track called Born. That was Guys Named Captain off of the album before the current album called Here and Now, and I just think musically it's fantastic. It's so well written, and it's based on real people in both Mac McAnally's life and Kenny Chesney's life.
Yeah, and songs that tell a story like that are something special that doesn't always happen. A lot of people just write more abstract songs.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with just a fun abstract song. But I just really appreciate the fact that so much of Kenny Chesney's songs, so many of them tell a great story. So congratulations to Kenny Chesney on a great show in Milwaukee over the weekend at the AmFam Field. And also congratulations on the week before when he set this new tour mark, the most attended Kenny Chesney show ever in Chicago, part of the Sun Goes Down Tour, touring around the United States. If you have not seen Kenny Chesney, do yourself a favor. I've seen him a couple of times, and a better live performance you will not see. It's a party. We're going to leave you as come back after the bottom of the hour. We'll be here live. Find out whether my Novocaine is worn off. Going to leave you with a little bit more Kenny Chesney. Love this song. It's called Get Along. There, thank you, Kenny. See, the Novocaine is still on with me. Come on back. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We try to get along. While we can't always give love the upper hand, paint a wall, learn to dance, call your mom, buy a boat, drink a beer, sing a song, make a friend, can't we all get along?
The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 34 minutes past 12 noon on this Monday, June 24th. We are live. This is not the pre-recorded bit that you just heard. Very relevant, but we pre-recorded that, Friday or so? I'm having to speak very slowly because although Dr. Bradley at First Choice Dental did a fantastic work, I felt no pain, not at all. The Novocaine, actually, they told me it's not Novocaine now. They use a mixture of lidocaine and some other cane, maybe sugar cane.
Maybe.
But it is not worn off yet, so I have to talk a little slower than normal so I don't bite the heck out of my teeth or my gums and tongue. Do I sound different?
Just a little slow, but...
Well, people, regular listeners of the show know that I've been a little slow for quite some time. It is great to be with you live on this Monday the 24th. And yes, Kenny Chesney was in Milwaukee. That concert got to go on because it was in AmFam Field and they had the dome closed. Keith Urban was supposed to play at Summerfest. That did not happen.
Oh,
and also, Dave Matthews was doing Alpine Valley, also rained out. So I will tell you right now, I unfortunately did not make my way to Milwaukee for a number of reasons, not the least of which was the weather. And I was getting ready to guest host Kreitlow's show this morning, which we had a lot of fun with Greg Bach. And speaking of, and by the way, the top of the hour, just after, we're going to have Chief Civic Media meteorologist Corey Hartman in with us. He is going to update us on a very important weather announcement as Wisconsin now has been given some watches, as I understand it, for some severe weather tonight, which could, keyword could, include derechos. And if you're not familiar, Corey's going to lay this out. They're very serious, very high straight line winds, not tornadoes, but can do as equal, if not in some cases, even worse damage. So Corey Hartman will be in just after the 1 o'clock hour to tell us what, when, where, and why. So be listening for that. Joining us earlier this morning on Up North News Radio, as I guest hosted, was Dr. Kristen Lierley for her usual segment. She also happens to be a congressional candidate in the 8th Congressional District up in Northeast Wisconsin, in particular the Green Bay area, Kaukauna, Fox Valley area. And we spent a little time this morning talking about the second anniversary of the Dobbs decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, which overturned Roe v. Wade. So I get the Novocaine out of my system a little more. I'm going to bring you this very important discussion that Dr. Lierley and I had, along with Greg Bach, the producer of Up North News Radio. So sit back and enjoy, about 10 minutes long, Dr. Lierley this morning with us on Up North News Radio. How are things going on the campaign trail these days?
Todd, it is so much fun. I had no idea. I mean, you know, I'm a doctor and I love taking care of patients and I love hearing their stories and helping them solve problems. That really fills my bucket. This takes it to a whole different level. It's not just about abortion, certainly. It's not just about reproductive rights, but it's about all the other stuff that people are struggling with, like being able to put gas in their car and food on their table and the things they worry about. I hear a lot of people talking about the border. And once we start talking about, you know, what does that really mean and how does that affect your life? These are conversations that people are desperate to have and they don't have a safe place. They get their information from social media and it just gets repeated in those echo chambers and they're not getting answers. They're just getting messaged at. So I love being able to have these conversations and helping people recognize that there is hope. There is hope, people.
Right. I love your energy and I love the fact that you say that because I think that people, it doesn't matter which side of the aisle they're on, they want to vote for hope. You know, if the message is always doom and gloom and the world's coming to an end, that's not too inspiring to get to the polls.
I just feel so grateful when people tell me, because I think that we're so polarized right now as a society. It takes a little while for people to be willing to actually share their feelings. But that's one of the things that as Todd and I were talking off the air, it's not unusual because I'm an OBGYN doctor who talks about abortion a lot for total strangers to just walk up to me and tell me these very deeply personal stories. But my question for Todd was, tell me about the Dobbs anniversary from your perspective.
Well, you know, and I said I have a penis, so, you know, it's a little different for me and not a uterus. So, you know, I think I'm always very mindful of that as a dude. You know, it's an issue. It's one of the few things when I look at myself politically that I've, you know, matured on or changed my position on over the years. When I was a young Republican, I was pro-life, and because my faith is important, and I said, you know, I just don't think it's right. But I always was one of those people that said or believed that you should have exceptions for life, incest, and endangerment of the mother's life. And I think over the years, as I listened to more of my female friends, as I kind of watched what was going on, I think as, you know, at 38, I finally came out and I was like, well, you know, I don't want the government telling me, you know, whose bedroom I could be in or coming into my bedroom. And just the same way as I didn't want government telling me who I should be able to love or marry, I think it's the same way for women, that I don't believe government should be telling them what to do with their bodies. Mm-hmm. And I think that as guys, we just can never fully, even if you're married to a woman or have a girlfriend or a daughter or whatever, unless your body goes through those things, that us as males will never be able to fully appreciate, from, you know, menstruation to, you know, later in life to menopause, we will never get it fully. And I think that you all as women deserve, like all of us, to have autonomy over your bodies and do what's right for you.
I really appreciate you sharing your perspective, because I feel like a lot of men want to have something to say and they feel muzzled, like they're not invited to the conversation. And what I've found is that there are a lot of people who have people that they care about in their lives who've been affected by this issue. I mean, I talked with some fellows at a breakfast on the farm. These were young people. And somehow the conversation, it always ends up in politics and this. Mm-hmm. And somehow these young guys were telling me stories about how my job was dangerous. I mean, these are guys who work on the road crew, and they're telling me that my job is dangerous and hard. And one of the fellows said, I understand, because my wife and I are having some problems getting pregnant, and it's been really hard for us. And he was really grateful, but I don't think he felt like he was invited to share his opinion or to share his feelings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, men experience it in a different way. It's not physical for them. It's not, like you said, it's not something that they're actually going through, but they're bystanders. Right. And that makes it, that's just a different degree of hard.
I also think that, and I've talked about this on Jane and Greg's show and Matt and Aaron Air. I talked about it on, we had a call on my show. I don't know, Greg, can't remember, it's been a few months back, but we had a caller that said, you know, well, I mean, you know, overturning Roe v. Wade, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, women are having to be forced to carry dead babies inside of them. And I said, no, actually, that's exactly what it means. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, that's ridiculous. I said, yes, I know. And so just, I mean, for those who might not have heard, explain that part of it and what it means to a woman, because I don't think that a lot of us, particularly males, fully appreciate. We're not talking about someone, a woman who gets pregnant and weeks or whatever down the road says, well, for whatever reason, I don't want to have or can't have this baby. We're talking about someone who may want a baby. And then what happens, Dr. Lyerly?
Well, yeah, I'd like to just debunk the things that you hear on conservative talk radio, that people are using abortion for birth control. Abortion is a very expensive form of birth control, if that's what you're doing, not just dollar-wise, but like physically, and it's very complicated to get. I don't know that I've ever met anybody who has said, I'm not going to pick up my pill pack today. I'm just going to take my chances. You know, people just don't do that. That is only on conservative talk radio. And the other thing I hear people say is Democrats want abortion all the way up until the time of birth and sometimes after. And actually, was it on MSNBC over the weekend where somebody was saying, you know, abortions can occur up to 3 days after birth? And I thought, wow, this conversation has really, really gone astray here. That is absolutely not the truth. 100% not the truth. But what it does is it makes it very hard to talk about these topics, because there are lots of emotions. And these are topics, like you said, Todd, that need to be discussed. These are people who have often desired pregnancies, who want to have a family, but there's something flawed about the pregnancy. Pregnancy isn't always straightforward, and it isn't always joyful for people. And that's why people have to have the ability to make their own decisions based on the situation that they are confronted with, all of the different alternatives, and decide what's the best for them. It doesn't just affect you right now. This is not like getting your oil changed. You know, this is something that the decision you make now affects you for the rest of your future. And that's what I talk with my patients about. It's not just, you know, what do you need in this moment, but how does this look for you in 10 years?
Yeah. I always mess up the term. Is it endoscopic? Is that the right term, pregnancy?
Oh, ectopic.
Thank you. I apologize. I'm no doctor. I'm barely a radio host. Talk about, because I think that's the example that so many people don't get. Please explain that.
Oh, yeah. Ectopic pregnancies mean pregnancies that implant somewhere other than where they can grow and actually develop into a fully formed baby. You can get ectopic pregnancies. Commonly, they're in the fallopian tube. For whatever reason, fertilization often occurs in the fallopian tube. For whatever reason, implantation occurs there. But it can implant on the ovary. When I was in training, we saw someone who had a pregnancy that implanted on some of the great vessels in her pelvis, and the placenta was growing into her blood vessels. She was in danger, yes, of bleeding to death, like very quickly, because the placental tissue is very invasive. It's almost like a cancer. Mm. So these ectopic pregnancies don't survive to become babies. And in fact, they're the number one reason why women die early in pregnancy. When they rupture, someone can bleed to death very quickly. But the problem is that they often have that cardiac movement. Those little cardiac cells are often able to be picked up on ultrasound. So in states where we have these heartbeat bills, which are not actually heartbeats, it's just the beginning of the fetal cardiac activity, in those states, can they treat people with ectopic pregnancies? you know, that's a huge problem. That's a huge question for people who are seeking care and for doctors who want to provide care. We're committed to saving people's lives. That's our job. But is it safe? Can we do that? Or what we've seen in Texas is doctors say, hop in your car, drive to New Mexico to get your ectopic taken care of. And here these patients know that they're in danger. They know that this is a life-threatening situation. And they know that they're going to be driving through rural West Texas where this ectopic could rupture at any time and they could just die in their car.
It's just, it's hideous. And again, if more male legislators would listen to what you said and have the unfortunate experience of knowing someone that went through this, I think their views would be a heck of a lot different. Talk to us. I mean, one of the most heart-wrenching things that I remember of 2 years ago was seeing particularly women in their 20s going to the state capitol and rallying and protesting, and with all seriousness, but with unfortunate naivete, looked at, you know, news cameras and said, they can't do that. They have to listen to us. We're the people. And I thought, boy, after going through Act 10 at the Capitol, the unfortunate truth is they don't. And unless people get out and vote, things like this will happen. And that's why it's so important to vote this November. I got 30 seconds left.
Yeah, this is, well, for a lot of people, this is the issue. You know, there are a lot of one-issue voters, and this has been a very effective issue for Republicans for a long time. That's how we got Roe overturned. That's how Republicans, I wouldn't even say Republicans, mega extremists ended up in the situation that they're in. But, you know, whatever it takes, you got to get out and vote because the future is at stake.
Indeed. And one of the great people you can vote for is Dr. Kristen Wiley over the 8th Congressional District, Green Bay area.
That was our interview this morning on Up North News Radio with Dr. Kristen Wiley. Really appreciate her time this morning and laying this out there for all of us. She said it herself in an earlier interview that Trigvi Olson and I had with her. She said, you know, as an OBGYN and a woman, I would like there to never be a reason to perform an abortion. That would be ideal. Unfortunately, that's not the reality. And as Trigvi said, just like a lot of us don't want the government telling us how many shotguns we can own to go turkey hunting, we don't want government telling our daughters and our spouses what they can do with their bodies as well. Come on back to your phone calls as well as the Oddball Show for a Monday on Civic Media. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Oddball Show on Monday, June 24th. Mr. Zommer on the board, continuing our discussion here on the second anniversary of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And again, the voice sounds a little different. The pattern seems a little off. It's because I'm had a crown put on this morning. Great job by Dr. Bradley and the folks at First Choice Dental on Junction Road here in Madison. But when they put that Novocaine in the lower jaw, the right side of my face is still kind of numbed up.
So, yeah, you got to make sure you don't bite it off your tongue.
That's right. So apologize for that. But we continue on talking about this second anniversary. And again, appreciate Dr. Lyerly's comments. She was working in Minnesota. We talked to her this morning and was going to pull over as she headed back to Wisconsin, was going to pull over to a wayside and do a hit on MSNBC with Andrea Mitchell at like 11 o'clock this morning.
From Spooner
or Shatek or somewhere there. So she, nobody works harder than Dr. Lyerly, and we appreciate her making time for us this morning. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie to Sac calling in. Mark, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, thanks. And I've been at that rest stop many times on my trips up, you know,
have you? Yeah.
Stomping grounds up north, the one by Shatek there. That actually I reported a incident at one of those sand mining operations where they contaminated a creek. When I drove up, I saw it was contaminated. I had to call that into the DNR.
Oh, wow.
There's some kind of incident there. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that. Yeah, I can remember back in the early 80s having to explain to a couple of, you know, men, they were older colleagues, what an ectopic pregnancy was and why there needed to be an abortion there, needed to be a medical procedure. That just kind of shocked me because I can remember hearing about ectopic pregnancies back on some show on, I think it was like Room 222 or some, you know, medical program back in the 70s, you know, where if a husband was all upset that his wife was going to have an abortion because it was ectopic pregnancy, and what that happened there. I mean, back in the it would have been late 70s when I was in college, I actually took a course in human sexuality, mm-hmm. explaining, you know, that the functions of the female, you know, females, and that it's a valuable information as somebody who's a fan and of women, and that the ignorance that's still out there, just in the exploitation of ignorance, that it seems that one party in particular seems to be exploiting at this day and age. I mean, here it's, how many decades after Roe versus Wade,
yeah, 50
decades
years.
After we've had, legalized birth control, that you would have thought we would have left that kind of ignorance behind us, and apparently we have not. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's ignorance or just willful, it's actually kind of evil, I think,
some of the stuff
that they're doing.
I really appreciate it. Really appreciate the call,
thanks,
Mark.
Brother.
Yep, thank you. Thanks, Mark and Pertisac. If you want to join us, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it for free on your favorite Apple or Android device at your app store, the Civic Media app. Do it today, not the least of which reason is to text and weigh in on the show. I think Mark said it well. And again, we're guys here discussing this, so I think that needs to be just, mentioned and confronted here, that men will never fully understand this. But again, Mark's call, who is better on a few more years than me, that this ignorance on the part particularly of us as men, but also of society, because when we hear abortion, the word abortion, for a lot of people, I think it conjures up, oh my gosh, this promiscuous woman just decided she didn't want to use birth control. Now she's pregnant and she doesn't want to have the kids, so she's going to go take care of it.
Which, Dr. Lyerly said, doesn't happen. And she's practiced as an OBGYN in multiple states. So you'd think if it was a common thing, she would have seen it by now.
She certainly would have. And I think that these ectopic pregnancies in particular, it may be a couple trying to have a baby and the fertility happens outside of the uterus, and it makes it can be life threatening for the mother. And now with a lot of these abortion bills or laws that are back in action now, and remember, we've gotten complacent in Wisconsin. Because the 5-3 liberal Supreme Court, 5-4, pardon me, liberal Supreme Court in Wisconsin, has ruled for now that women's health care can continue. But that is no guarantee, particularly with another Supreme Court race coming up in the spring next year, which will again determine the makeup of the court. And if the conservative wins, all that will be thrown out. And once again, abortion will go back to the civil rights or civil war law, era law, which would essentially ban abortion in Wisconsin. So this is why it's so important for folks to vote, amongst other reasons. But if you care about this issue, if you're a woman, as I said in the interview this morning, a lot of folks, both young and old, but in particular younger, who said they can't do this, they have to listen to us, we're the people. And the sad and unfortunate truth in America today is lawmakers don't always have to listen to us. And the best way to ensure that women have access to health care into perpetuity or forever, or at least for the foreseeable future, is to vote in someone like Joe Biden to reelect him and Democrats up and down the federal ballot to ensure that laws can be passed to do something called codifying women's rights and access to health care into law. It just means they pass a bill, the president would sign it, and then the Supreme Court can't overturn it. So, again, don't get complacent on this issue. For a lot of women, this is a difficult day. For a lot of people, it's a difficult day. Because whether you're Republican or Democratic, independent, there was a lot of folks who said, Roe v. Wade is law, 50 years, can't do anything about it. Never thought that it would be overturned. And of course, with Trump Supreme Court appointments, three of them, it was. There's a debate coming up on Thursday. Civic Media is going to carry it. News director at Civic Media, Terry Bell, and myself will be anchoring our coverage. Going to get underway at 7:30 with the pregame, 8 o'clock with the debate. I encourage you to listen to it, to watch it, because there will be a stark contrast on Thursday between which candidate supports women and which one doesn't. Back with Hour 2, including Corey Hartman on a very special and serious weather update. You need to hear this. Stick around. It's the All Ball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.